Hey, it's Kira Davis here. Are you like me and looking to get in shape for summer? Well, I've got a deal that can help you. You can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. One of my favorite things about Factor Meals is how easy they are. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Are you looking for something a little fancier? Say no more. You can try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And if you're the type that likes to look out for the environment while you're getting in shape for that summer bod, you'll be happy to know that Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. And fans of Just Listen to Yourself get a very special deal on Factor this month. Head to factormeals.com/JLTY50 and use code JLTY50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, get this, plus 20% off your next month. I got to tell you guys that again because I know you can't believe it. Use code JLTY50 at factormeals.com/JLTY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This is the FCB Radio Network, home of the best personalities and where real talk lives. Online at FCBRadio.com. FCB.
I pray the Lord my soul today that we won't stay, then we won't stay. All we got is us, no one can take that away. Yeah. So don't stay, it's gonna be okay. I pray the Lord my soul today that we won't stay, then we won't stay. All we got is us, no one can take that away. So don't stay, it's gonna be okay.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis. I, of course, am your host, Kira Davis, and I am going to skip the typical introductions because I have a really sore throat today, and so I might sound a little subdued. Also, I'm playing with the settings on my mic and on my recording program, and so I might sound different. Also, or I might come in and out because sometimes I'm not quite sure what this mic picks up and where. So I'm like experimenting with the full range. I'm getting my whole little office together, my little recording space together. And I'm really excited. Like, I might actually start doing like for real YouTube videos, not just me turning on my camera and talking, because I'm going to have a real space to record in and feel comfortable in. So I've got a desk coming this week. I'm going shopping with my neighbor for some accents, and she's making me a little sign for my wall, and it's really coming together. I'm actually becoming like a grown-up professional. But I have a sore throat today. I have not been sick at all since COVID came into the world. And I don't know. I think I've had like a couple of allergy moments, but nothing like, oh, I'm definitely coming down with something. I thought a few weeks ago, I thought I was, and then I blasted myself with like vitamin C and it went away. So I don't know. It's kind of comforting to know that there's still
like regular sickness in the world. You know, there are still regular things going on. COVID is not the only thing that exists, even though there are many, too many people out there, in my opinion, who would like us to believe that it is the only thing that exists. And so today I was looking at my list of possible shows and I thought to myself, I'm not feeling inspired by too much this week. And so I'm kind of going to do like a little relaxed fit episode today, and maybe due to my throat, but also, I don't know. Some weeks I get to recording day and the subject that I have planned and researched, I'm like, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it today. I always get to them, but it's got to be something that follows the news cycle, because that's really what gets me revved up. And you guys got to understand that this show is as much for me as it is for you. I started this show because I wanted to rant and rave, not really because I wanted people to listen. I wanted to rant and rave. So you guys get to hear me ranting and raving. And that means sometimes you guys you're just along for the ride. Sometimes you have to put up with my, you know, rambling thoughts, and you have to put up with my schizophrenic thinking on planning out episodes. That's what you're here for, right? Today, I was sort of perusing through the internet and I came across this interesting thread by, I guess, a woman. I'm going to say woman at the risk of offending this person who wrote this Twitter thread. But one thing I've been saying, and you guys who are fans of mine know this because you listened to this episode I did on cancel culture, and I am going to address cancel culture today, and I think I'm going to keep addressing it in different ways until it goes away. But I have been saying since the start that the only way we're going to get rid of cancel culture is if everybody has to play by the same rules. Because it's really easy to enforce the rules against the people that you don't like, right? The rules that you make to control the people that you don't like, that's easy peasy. There's nothing to that. There, you know, it's very simple to enforce those. It's very simple to get behind those rules and support those rules. They don't apply to you. But when they start applying to you, you start actually feeling the pinch of the rules, right? In a way, I think we're all kind of narcissistic. Like, for some people, for some things, it's not really happening until it happens to you. And that's how I feel about cancel culture, because I feel that cancel culture is a childish outcropping of a generation who has never learned to think or debate fairly or properly. And so the only way to really navigate the world of ideas is to block out ideas that you don't like or don't want to hear. That's a maturity issue, right? We've raised an immature generation, I think, in my point of view. I don't include my kids in that generation because I've put in the work to make sure that they're not immature. But I'm lying to myself if I say there aren't immature kids out there. And they invented cancel culture because childish people do, they thought that the rules were only ever going to apply to other people and never to themselves. So that's a long way around saying I've been saying this for quite a while, that we're never going to end cancel culture until we make everyone play by the same rules. I don't think that a lot of people on the left are truly racist. I don't think that people on the left are trying to be bigots or discriminatory or any of that when they post what I find to be condescending, you know, social media posts. But I'll use that language. I'll come at them like that because I'm just playing by the rules that they set up. I don't think that, but here your rules say that if you use this combination of words, you're a racist. Or your rules say that if you talk to a black woman like this and you're not black, you're a racist. So I don't personally believe that, but I do think we have to make people play by their own rules. So I came across this Twitter thread by a person and I thought it was really interesting. This is obviously a left-wing progressive person, somebody who has probably participated in cancel culture. And now she's rethinking it. So I kind of want to just, here's what I'm going to do today. Just in the name of this being kind of a relaxed episode, I'm going to read through this Twitter thread. I'm going to respond to her. She's got a whole thread and then there are some responses. I'm going to say this up top. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read through the whole thread and I'll respond to each post. And I'll just give you my thoughts as we go. I've been thinking about this all day. Like, I've been reading this thread all day. It's on my heart. So I think I should do this. I will tell you this. First of all, let me give you this person's Twitter name. It's Shea Butter Femme. Shea Butter Femme. And this person, I think these are her pronouns. Kay and Toyin. All right. She lists herself on her biography as disabled, non-binary dyke, organizer, writer, MSW, working in Repro. I don't know any of that. I know what an organizer is. And I know what a writer is. And I know what the word working is. No, okay. I don't, not to truly make fun of this, I don't understand. This is how we know we're all speaking different languages. This is part of our issue, right? Like, she speaks a totally different language than me, even though we both speak English. I don't even have a frame of reference for a lot of the things that she's alluding to in just this short bio. And I am 100% sure she has absolutely no frame of reference for a lot of my experiences as a, you know, a Black Christian immigrant mother. Yeah, you know, put whatever label you want on me. I guess my point is that a lot of times we imagine ourselves to have the full breadth of experiences of humanity, but we really don't. And we get into these conversations and we've overestimated our ability to relate to one another. And so because somebody is not understanding us, we think that person must be wrong when they simply are just speaking another language. And so I know that a lot of my listeners were listening to me read that bio and going and rolling their eyes, which is what I did when I first read the bio. And when I first read these opening tweets, I really rolled my eyes super hard. In fact, I only kept reading because I thought that I was going to use this woman's thread to make fun of it, you know, in a pithy, you know, sarcastic article for my day job, which is a lot more partisan than this podcast job. But I'll tell you this, I actually began to enjoy this thread. I actually think she made some really good points. And I think that there's a lot of feeling and passion in here. So let's read through this thread chain, this tweet thread. And again, forgive my, just forgive how I sound today, or if I sound a little off, the sore throat, it's pretty bad, but like, wow, I might be sick with something that's not COVID. Can you imagine?
Hey, it's Kira Davis here. Are you like me and looking to get in shape for summer? Well, I've got a deal that can help you. You can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. One of my favorite things about Factor Meals is how easy they are. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Are you looking for something a little fancier? Say no more. You can try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And if you're the type that likes to look out for the environment while you're getting in shape for that summer bod, you'll be happy to know that Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. And fans of Just Listen to Yourself get a very special deal on Factor this month. Head to factormeals.com/JLTY50 and use code JLTY50 to get 50% off your first month, plus, get this, plus 20% off your next month. I got to tell you guys that again because I know you can't believe it. Use code JLTY50 at factormeals.com/JLTY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Darvio Kingpin Morrow, CEO of the FCB Radio Network and producer of this show, Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis. To the subscribers of this incredible show, first of all, thank you. Second, I want you to add another show to your podcast rotation, my show, The Outlaws Radio Show. We are an entertaining and informative show that talks about everything from pop culture to politics. Nothing's off limits. My co-host Robin O'Malley brings you the latest news and gossip in the entertainment world on our segment, Tea Time with Ro. My other co-host, Dante Bry, rants on political issues in our segment, Dante's Hot Takes. And also, we bring you some of the best interviews with people in the worlds of politics, entertainment, culture, and more. We're a lighthearted show that doesn't judge you for the way you vote, and we don't spend our time shoving media narratives down people's throats. If that sounds like the show for you, subscribe to the Outlaws Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's OUTLAWS, The Outlaws Radio Show.
All right, Shea Butter Femme starts out. I wish that the right hadn't monopolized conversations around cancel culture, because while I don't think it exists in the ways that they're using it, I do think people on the left have difficulty forming and maintaining relationships that align with our values. Okay, so my first point of eye rolling when I read this was that she was accusing the right of monopolizing conversations around cancel culture. And this is the same issue that we have with being accused of being obsessed with CRT. Like, these aren't issues that the right just dreamt up out of nowhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, these aren't right-wing created issues. The right wing wasn't worrying about CRT until it started popping up, until Robin DiAngelo became one of the premier educators and speakers in the country, until Ibram Kendi became one of the most lionized academics in the country. I mean, their books are about critical race theory. And that is something that's being used to, I'm not going to rehash all this, but that, go back and listen to my episode, just to say that it's showing up in academic circles. It's showing up in training programs for both corporate and education circles. And that way it's creeping into the public consciousness and creeping into schools. It wasn't like conservatives were sitting around one day going, what can we get obsessed with now that has to do with race? How about this critical race theory? No, we were being told that the best-selling book in the country was Robin DiAngelo's White Fragility. And that led off a firestorm, right? And then we started looking into what her values were and what she was preaching. And that led us to Ibram Kendi. And Ibram Kendi exploded. And Nicole Hannah Jones exploded. And these are all critical race theory figureheads. And it's everywhere. And every time the right wants to talk about it, the left goes, you guys are obsessed with critical race theory. Yet the left keeps talking about it. It's the same with cancel culture. It's not like the right came up with this idea that, look, people are just getting canceled when they're not, and they're just making it up. No, the right was assaulted every day by social media, A, censors, and B, warriors, right? Keyboard warriors who began thinking, I don't know where these people came from, but I suspect it was like millennials maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago, just getting out of college, just getting out of journalism school, and thinking that journalism was digging into someone's past to find the most rotten thing about them. And then what they started doing is digging into the past of people who were doing good things, but just perhaps had the wrong point of view. It's not like conservatives were sitting around canceling people because they suddenly found old tweets. No, what was happening is conservatives were noticing that y'all on the left were doing that. And to your own people, not just to conservatives, we expect that. We're not surprised by it. We've always complained about it because it's always been a problem. It's just been par for the course. But what happened was we started noticing that even your own allies were getting this treatment. And it's one thing for you to say, well, we're going to close the avenues of mainstream communication to you conservatives, to you conservative pundits, because we don't like you. We don't like that, and we wish you would stop, but we understand the compulsion, and we get that it comes with the territory. But what happened is we were watching y'all do that to your own people, to the people who stood on your side. That's cancel culture. When you shut down somebody, when you threaten their livelihood, when you threaten their community and social circle and tell them, if you don't get on board with this point of view, if you don't apologize for what we believe is your infraction, you're done. You're not going to work again. I'm not going to star in your movie. I'm not going to represent you. I am not going to plan your concerts. Like, that's when we noticed cancel culture getting out of hand, when it was affecting your own people. So cancel culture hasn't been monopolized by conservatives. What happened was conservatives are actually making a good point, and good points can go far. And it's just a good point that's gone far. Cancel culture is ridiculous. And I think we're beginning to see the death of it. Ugh, just the beginnings, just the wee whispers of it, folks. So I don't want you to get too excited, but this thread, I think, is indicative of that. More and more people on the left are having to suffer the consequences of cancel culture. The right doesn't care because we're always getting canceled by the left. But when it's the quote, good guys, everybody thinks they're one of the good guys until they're suddenly not one of the good guys anymore. Case in point, Mark Duplass, who is a artist, he's a writer and a filmmaker and actor, and knows Ben Shapiro. I guess they grew up together or came up together in the LA scene. Ben knows a lot of actors and actresses. A lot of actors and actresses in Hollywood know Ben Shapiro personally. The Shapiro family are no slouches. They're well known in LA, and Ben went to school with all these people, including Mark Duplass. He knew Ben, and so Ben helped him out with something. He didn't say what, but Ben was getting dragged on Twitter, and Mark came to his defense. He said, look, I don't agree with Ben on everything. Why do we always have to do that, by the way? Why do we have to qualify? This is another result of cancel culture, Miss Shea Butter Femme. This is another example where you have to qualify your defense of somebody instead of just saying, oh, no, I know Ben, which is why I say, I know Ben, and he's a good guy. He helped me out when no one else would. There's something I needed, and he knew that I wasn't a big fan of his, but he went and helped me out anyways. But now we're at this place where we got to qualify every thought. We have to qualify, like, I just want you to know, like, obviously I'm not on this person's side. Obviously we disagree with everything. I totally disagree, as if that makes what you're about to say more true or less true. But we just feel driven to qualify it because, God forbid, somebody think that we actually have friendly or polite feelings towards somebody who doesn't think like us. So he got in trouble for that. And eventually he had to come back to Twitter and make an apology. An apology for that. And what did he do? He said nothing. He didn't say, hey, I believe in lynching, you know, nothing like that. He said, hey, Ben is a good guy. I know him from way back. He's helped me out in the past. And, you know, I think you guys should leave him alone. And he had to come and apologize and give this whole mea culpa about I'm being educated. And that's freaky. When you got to come back and be like, I'm being educated. That's like re-education. So it's when we, and Mark is as left wing as they get. So when we start seeing things like that, that's what made us suspicious. We weren't monopolizing the conversation. We were noticing how much you're doing it. So don't blame us for noticing the uptick in cancel culture events that you guys are perpetrating on your own side. It's there. It's happening. We're just talking about it. All right. Shea Butter Femme goes on to say, so many of my friends and comrades. I'll leave that alone. She's a left winger. She's a progressive. Socialist, I'm going to guess. So many of my friends and comrades and I have discussed how we are all virtually afraid of being abandoned by people we care about for saying the, quote, wrong things. But if we name this, then we are all lumped together with abuse apologists. I'm going to guess that abuse apologists is another term for cancel culture obsessed, right? Cancel culture obsessed, right? But if we name this, she says, then we are all lumped together with the abuse apologists. I want you to hear what Shea Butter Femme is saying here. I actually had this conversation, a version of this conversation, with Kristen Hawkins, who is the director for Students for Life. I did her podcast today. She's in Southern California, and she invited me to come onto the podcast. But we were talking about this very issue. Kristen is a pro-life activist. She has worked very hard to try to not be political. She doesn't want to be like conservative versus liberal versus Republican versus Democrat. She's an advocate for life, and she always wants to try to keep it focused. But she was saying that she can't really do that anymore because she's now considered just hardcore right wing because she made a comment recently at an event about women being women and having women's organs, and now she's transphobic. Just like that. And I told her, well, Kristen, the thing is that nowadays, if you are not hardcore alt-left, you are a conservative. That's it. We're all conservatives now. We're all right-wingers now. Shea Butter Femme, I hate to tell you, but we're all right-wingers now. And she has expressed that here. She says, if I use the term that the right is using, cancel culture, this is basically what she's saying here, right? She doesn't want to name it. She doesn't want to give it a label because the label is associated with how right wingers are talking. It's just associated with the right wing. And she feels muzzled. Shea Butter Femme, imagine how we feel on the right. Imagine how muzzled someone like me feels. And I have a podcast. Perhaps I'm not the best example because I'm a public figure. I risk blame and insults every day. That's my job. I get paid for that job. But people like me who don't have podcast platforms, who are just regular people going to work every day, taking their kids to school every day, and they just happen to be not even hardcore right wingers, but just, you know, right of center. Think of all the stuff they feel afraid of to say because of who they're going to be lumped in with by your comrades. So what you're recognizing that there is broken glass all around you and you don't know where your shoes are. That is y'all. That's not the right, right? We didn't make that. The left made that. So I thought it was fascinating that Shea Butter here sees this issue. She sees, like, she is literally muzzling herself. She is literally afraid to freely express how she feels because she is afraid that just that expression will get her lumped in with the very people that she feels she's working against. She doesn't understand that or see how that's fair. She goes on, I'm approaching 30, and it's normal for comrades of years to let me know that they dislike me now, or I did something wrong, etc., through icing me out or group unfollowing me on social media. This doesn't happen to normal people. This doesn't make organizing enticing. Shay, it does happen to normal people, and that's the problem. That's why you keep hearing the term cancel culture. It's not the right-wing punditry set that is perpetuating the lie of a term called cancel culture. It's the regular people, because it's happening to them. Yes, these things do happen to them. Are you on Facebook? I got off Facebook, and it's been lovely. Although I do miss catching up with some of the, you know, friends and family that I don't get to talk to otherwise. But Facebook is, we're not meant to see this much of what each other thinks. I do not believe that at all. But if you're on Facebook, and I'm not sure, I'm using Facebook because I know this happens there, and I just don't know which other platforms it is happening on. Maybe Twitter, maybe Instagram. But if you have an account, Shay, you go on to Facebook and you just do an informal survey of people who have lost friends for giving an opinion. Lost friends for saying something that a friend didn't like regarding politics or social issues. It's going to be a litany of people. It's happening to regular people. When people like you and me, who are activists, I'm not necessarily an organizer like you, but I'm an activist. People like you and I expect to have some kind of pushback. We expect to have conflict. But our moms and dads and uncles and sisters, they don't expect that. So it is traumatizing when they think that they're just having a friendly debate or a friendly discussion on Facebook, and then the next thing you know, their family or their longtime friend has messaged them to say, we can't be friends anymore, I'm unfriending you because you're one of the bad people. It happens all the time. It's been happening. So I know you posed that as a question. You think that happens at the activist level, but I wish that were true. It's actually happening at very intimate and personal levels, and that's the problem. That's a problem.
Hey, it's Kira Davis here. Are you like me and looking to get in shape for summer? Well, I've got a deal that can help you. You can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. One of my favorite things about Factor Meals is how easy they are. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Are you looking for something a little fancier? Say no more. You can try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And if you're the type that likes to look out for the environment while you're getting in shape for that summer bod, you'll be happy to know that Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. And fans of Just Listen to Yourself get a very special deal on Factor this month. Head to factormeals.com/JLTY50 and use code JLTY50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, get this, plus 20% off your next month. I got to tell you guys that again because I know you can't believe it. Use code JLTY50 at factormeals.com/JLTY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Darvio Kingpin Morrow. co-host of the Outlaws Radio Show. And if you haven't heard our show before, check out this clip.
Jeffrey Toobin, he has quite the history behind him. Okay, so the New Yorker magazine star and the top CNN legal analyst, who is on leave from the network after being accused of performing manual labor in an online meeting.
Where did you jazz that up? That's
wow.
Subscribe to the Outlaws Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's OUTLAWS, the Outlaws Radio Show, an FCB radio podcast.
She says, and it doesn't make organizing enticing. Well, no. Organizing isn't that enticing anyway. she says, luckily, my skin is way thicker, but stuff like this really felt isolating and scary as a baby organizer. And we truly lack the safe containers to discuss this stuff. I love what she says here. She says, we lack the safe containers to discuss this stuff. That's organizer language. Because this is what people have been trying to say. This is what people on the right have been trying to say for the last 10 years or so. But we just say it in normal terms, which is like we need to be able to talk to each other like adults. We never needed these safe containers before. We never needed these safe spaces before. Again, in that podcast I did today, we were talking about the issue of abortion and how polarizing it is. And I was saying, well, like back in my parents' day, you could have a discussion about abortion and you could talk about it around the dinner table and people might get heated, but it wasn't a discussion that defined your value as a human being. You know, people weren't kicking each other out of each other's families because somebody was pro-life and somebody was pro-choice. I mean, maybe somewhere, you know, I'm obviously generalizing, but like even politics, you know, back in the day, Democrats were Democrats, but they were still Americans. They were still, you know, fairly open-minded about just the way that the country ran and that there were people who thought differently about how it should be run. And they weren't out there calling for the complete elimination of half the country because they voted for the other party. That would have been unthinkable 50 years ago. So there was a time, Shay, when people could have discussions, even intense discussions, and even come away not liking each other. But the thought of just completely removing someone from your life, let alone their own life, right? Their job, their apartment, whatever comforts that you try to cancel on them. You know, that concept didn't exist then. Now that's where we are. So the safe containers have been removed, I believe, by the left. I believe by the rhetoric and demands of the left, by your side. I do believe that. The right has always said everybody has a right to be heard. Everybody has a now the right can still get. I mean, hey, I'm a right winger and I get, you know, sarcastic and snippy and I clap back and I tell people to shut up sometimes. But I'm not about to head up to my legislator's office and ask them to prevent you from speaking freely. That's not a right wing value. That's not a constitutional value. And so we're not the ones that have been calling for conversations to get shut down. The great late Andrew Breitbart always said that part of the problem with political discourse these days is people on the right think people on the left are wrong, but people on the left think people on the right are evil. And it's really hard to have a genuine conversation with somebody who comes to the table already thinking you're evil. And for you, Shay, that was probably okay and may still be okay because you think of right-wingers like me and you think, well, they don't deserve to be heard. They're evil people. They have evil intentions. And I don't need to listen to the rest of Kira's shows. You know, I'm already convinced if she's a black woman and conservative that she's probably evil. But you don't think of yourself as evil, right? You're nuanced. I'm sure you don't think of yourself as perfect. I bet you think of yourself as somebody who just needs understanding and acceptance and people to love you right where you're at and not make demands of you to be perfect. And you know you're not perfect, but you're also other really great things like whatever. Maybe you're loyal. Maybe you're kind. You know, maybe you're fierce, maybe you're creative, and there are other things you have to offer. And just because you might disagree with somebody on a point here and there doesn't make you evil. I bet that concerns you, right? But if you are that willing to apply that worldview to people on the right that you think you hate, you don't know, but you think you hate, it was only a matter of time before it was going to bleed over to your side of the fence. And now here you are. Now you're us. You have you everything else in your life. You have so much about your life that is a testimony to your caring and your good nature. You have so much, but you have comrades who have completely cut you out, cut you off, tried to end your avenues of communication because they see you as evil because you have dared to disagree with them on this one particular issue. We tried to preserve the safe containers. The safe containers used to just be the First Amendment. And now for some reason, all that's up for debate. Shay, the safe container is the Constitution. Your safe container is the First Amendment. And again, I think I can, I'm talking to Shay as if she's even listening. Maybe I'll be brave enough to tag her on this when it drops. But why would she listen to this? I don't know. I might not spend all this time listening to somebody who's trying to tear down my opinions either. But what I'm saying is it is very isolating to be treated like that, and it's not fair. And the way that you look at yourself and see yourself as nuanced and really a collection of feelings and experiences and desires, and you're a very complicated person, you can't be boiled down to one opinion. That's how you need to look at everybody else too. Look at the rest of us this way too. Shay goes on to say, it makes my heart ache sometimes. It's why I rarely let comrades in and form friendships with them beyond the work, because I don't trust them sometimes. It's sad that we risk our lives together to work against the state, but can't really ever fully know or love each other. You know, I loved this thought because I thought it's the same over here. It's the same on this side of the fence. It really is. It's the same way. Not all conservative activists and organizers and pundits are my friend. They are not. And I have had to learn the difference between being friendly with someone and being friends with someone. I think that's just a life lesson. I'm not sure we could even place that under the umbrella of cancel culture, even though I'm happy to blame cancel culture for a lot. I don't know if this is a cancel culture thing. I think this is a life thing. I think what you're learning is that just because people share your political views or your moral values doesn't mean that they're on your side, and doesn't mean that they're like you, and doesn't mean that they can be trusted. There are so many people out there who I've seen who I've admired. I've admired them as pundits or as thinkers. And then when I've had the opportunity to work closely with them and become acquainted with them, I realize, like, no, I don't. This is not a good person at all. We happen to share the same views on, like, taxes and, I don't know, like, child tax credits. You know, like, we happen to share the same views on the border. But I wouldn't trust my kid with this person. You know, I don't want this person in my life. They don't have good intentions towards me. They aren't a supportive person. You get that, Shay, anywhere where you see a celebrity beginning to form. And celebrity can be formed in any area. It doesn't have to be like Hollywood. Every industry has their celebrities. Do you? I'm super into like UFO stuff, and I troll the forums on Reddit, and I always keep up with the UFO talk. I'm not like a ufologist, as they say. I mean, I'm not a believer, but the conversation I find endlessly fascinating and intense. And I've never been personally to a UFO convention. Maybe someday I will go. But when I've watched them, like, seen clips and stuff online, it's like, wow, even in that big old nerdy community, there are people who are superstars. Like, I'm looking at these, like, tubby white middle-aged nerds who look like they've never been laid in their whole lives. I'm looking at them standing up in front of these conferences talking about space travel, and the women are just flinging it at them left and right. Like, every industry, every little niche and pocket has its own version of celebrity. And so even in, I'm sure for you, Shay, in the activist crowd, there are celebrities who you really look up to, and then you get close to them and it's like, oh no, this isn't actually a good person. This is somebody who's been seduced by this little bit of notoriety in this little corner of the world and what we do. I don't know. I think that's universal. I don't think that's a left or right thing, but I share your disappointment in that. And I recognize it. I recognize it. And maybe the people that you're organizing with aren't necessarily the people that you are meant to love and be in relationship with. Also, maybe they are just a means to an end. Again, like, there's a lot of people on the right that I work with, but I'm not letting them watch my kids. I'm not taking them home and inviting them to spend the night. There are very few people that I would do that for. I'm not called to walk and live my, like, we share these values and we're very passionate about them. And we believe that the future of America is, you know, right here in the palm of our hands with this issue or that issue. But I'm not going to walk my life's walk with these people. I think that those people are few and far between, as they should be. I think that tribes are small when it comes to human trust. And that's probably a well-earned safety instinct. Not everybody is your friend. In fact, few people are. And life gets easier when you can recognize the difference between your acquaintance and your friends. Because then you don't have to feel like you're forcing any kind of relationships or friendships. Okay, hey, we're walking on this path for the next 30 feet or so together. Let's help each other out. And then sayonara.
Hey, it's Kira Davis here. Are you like me and looking to get in shape for summer? Well, I've got a deal that can help you. You can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. One of my favorite things about Factor Meals is how easy they are. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Are you looking for something a little fancier? Say no more. You can try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And if you're the type that likes to look out for the environment while you're getting in shape for that summer bod, you'll be happy to know that Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. And fans of Just Listen to Yourself get a very special deal on Factor this month. Head to factormeals.com/JLTY50 and use code JLTY50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, get this, plus 20% off your next month. I got to tell you guys that again because I know you can't believe it. Use code JLTY50 at factormeals.com/JLTY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Darvio Kingpin Morrow, co-host of the Outlaws Radio Show. And if you haven't heard our show before, check out this clip.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken gets on television, I think it was three, four days ago, and, you know, basically declares victory, which is insane to me. But setting that aside and saying anybody who wants to come home, the Taliban will work with us and they'll be allowed to come home. So I got on the phone immediately after that press conference and I called the State Department. I said, okay, I have five people that I need out. This is who they are. This is their names, their ages, their gender, all that stuff. I have their passport numbers, the whole thing. I said, you guys just told the country that the Taliban will help them get out. So you tell me, what can I tell my people? And the answer was, tell them to hide, tell them to shelter in place, and tell them to wait for the Taliban to open up the airport again so they can buy a commercial airline ticket to fly back home. That, to me, sounds like you're trapped.
Subscribe to the Outlaws Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's OUTLAWS, the Outlaws Radio Show, an FCB radio podcast.
Let's move on. She says, and it's just, quote, okay now. It's like suddenly in service of abolition. I know this is an unpopular opinion, but it doesn't feel good to know that people will no longer talk to people they have conflict with. They will instead convince everyone you're bad and everything you touch is bad. And this behavior is what exactly lets real abuse slide, in my opinion. It's so exhausting because people don't have the power to discern anymore, and discernment is so important as survivors. I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't understand Shay's activism or organizing, so I don't know which survivor she means, but I feel that last statement so hard. Like, she is dead on. She is saying that she is hurt. She's thinking she's forming these relationships. We're on the same side. And not just we're on the same side. We're on the side of righteousness. We're on the side of justice. You know, whether or not I believe she is, that doesn't matter. They do. And so these are her people. And they're telling her, oh, well, you are nothing now because of conflict. That's how we on the right feel, right? We feel like, okay, well, but we all want what's good for the country. We all want what's good for each other. Like, we just have different ideas to get there. Is it necessary for you to label me bad and make sure everyone knows I'm bad? I love it. She says, people don't have the power to discern anymore. And discernment is so important. She says, as survivors, but it's important, period. Well, no matter what you're trying to survive, if you're just trying to survive another Monday, discernment is important. I tell my listeners this all the time because I know y'all want one answer. Kira, what do I do if someone says this to me? What if I do if someone says that to me? What do I do if someone calls me a racist and I know I'm not a racist? And my answer all the time is discernment. Kira, how do I know when it's time to be gracious and be kind? And how do I know when it's time to push back? Discernment. Discernment is a learned quality. It's something that has to be practiced. And what Shay is saying here is that we've lost the ability to discern. Another way I would put that, and have put that on this show, is nuance is dead. So I'm so with you here, girl. And she says, here's something incredibly perceptive. She says, this behavior is what actually lets real abuse slide, in my opinion. Amen, girl. Amen. Because this is exactly how the Me Too movement got out of hand in Hollywood and still does, and to this day still is. This is how we got Harvey Weinstein. I'll break it down like that, right? And you'll notice what Harvey tried to do. He's done this in the past with great success, but thanks to guys like Ronan Farrow, and other people who relentlessly pursued the story, it was too late. He really couldn't escape it. But if you remember, one of the first things that Harvey Weinstein did when he began feeling all these accusations is he put out, I think he took out like an ad in the New York Times, and he said, I am going to fight Second Amendment activists. I am going to fight for gun control. These people think they're going to take over the country. F Donald Trump. I don't know if he put that in there, but that was the spirit of it, right? And I'm going to become this crusader. I'm going to throw all of my money and all my political might against Second Amendment activists, because I think this is the most important issue in this country, and they're trying to distract from it. He went, forgive the term, social justice warrior, right? Because he felt that that was going to give him cover for his poor behavior. And in the past, it did. Shay is 100% right. And he's just a popular example of this. People do it all the time, right? They cover up their bad behavior by making it seem like they're good in other areas. I'm a good person. Think about Pastor Carl Lentz. Oh, I was just reading about him today from Hillsong Church. You know, that guy who is the hipster pastor, who was a celebrity pastor. And then, of course, he got caught having an affair, not just one, but many, for many years. The guy is a total fraud. Just gross. Just gross. I mean, the abuse in the church, it'd be a wonder if anyone ever comes back to the church. He's done a lot of damage to a lot of people who are looking for healing. And people would come to him with problems, right? Like, for instance, a young black woman came to him in the church, weren't a lot of black people, and said, hey, Carl, you know, I'm noticing that there's no black people on the planning committee for the Black History Month celebration at church. And, you know, it seems like you might want that perspective. I would like to request to be on the planning committee. And, you know, his response is, well, sometimes you have to, like, check your attitude about, you know, where you belong. You have to trust your leadership. And you know that here in the body of Christ, he had a term for it. We don't choose the qualified, we qualify the chosen, or something like that. Just played on her Christian, her understanding of how Christian relationships work, made her feel embarrassed for even asking, like, oh, she's the shallow one, because she thinks that, you know, a black person should be on the planning committee. You know, he made her feel shallow. He made her feel small. He made him, he's the one in pursuit of real justice, of real righteousness, right? And she's the one looking only on the surface. This is a common abuser tactic. Justin Trudeau has had, the Prime Minister of Canada, has had all kinds of sexual harassment complaints lobbed against him. One in particularly is quite credible. And when it started to come to the surface, what he started doing was going to a lot of women's events, talking a lot about women's rights, talking a lot about equal rights, talking a lot about abortion, right? Look how good I am. You can hide the abuse. She's absolutely right. It hides the abuse by pretending that you are really concerned about this social issue or that social issue. And then when you get to be one, those hateful people that want to cancel everybody for disagreeing with them, they're probably the dirtiest ones. Right? Because then what do you do when someone starts to question, bring up questions? When someone starts to look like they're thinking on their own, that's a danger to you. Because if they start thinking, they're going to start thinking about all the stuff you're covering up. So you got to cancel that person. That's what's going on there. She goes on to say, I shouldn't be fearful to say thank you for telling me. I want to learn more. But that's the culture that has been cultivated. That's 7+ years of this thing, and it's not getting easier to navigate. And I get why people burn out and quit. I mean, what a window. What a window into what's going on the left, because this is exactly how we see it on the right. When we look at you guys, this is how we see it. You guys are cultivating these relationships, cultivating these movements, and then you're kind of burning them down around yourselves. Because even now, to say, even just to say, and I've been reading Ibram Kendi's book, and I've been reading Robin DiAngelo's book. Robin DiAngelo's book, especially White Fragility, is incredibly, it's sad. And it's offensive, because one of the things that she doesn't allow for is for somebody to say, thank you for telling me, I want to learn more. She identifies that as problematic. So you can imagine, she's an academic, and the people that are working with her have paid $60,000, $70,000 to get next to her. You know, you can imagine how just like a regular organizer like Shay feels when she has the audacity to say, thank you for educating me. I didn't know that you felt this way. And I understand our views, mine and hers, about what is the right education, what's the right point of view, are going to be different. But at the moment, I don't want to concentrate on our differences. I want to concentrate on the fact that she's saying, hey, I want to learn. Like, I'm not even saying, like, screw that. Like, someone like me, that might be what I say. Like, no, I'm not even having this conversation. You can't change my mind. I think your point is ridiculous. Bye. She's not even saying that. She's going, I want to learn. Thank you. And even that is taken as offensive these days. So, yeah, how does a woman navigate that? When you feel passionate about the issue, but you're getting shut down for the littlest of things, how do you navigate that? I'm sure you do get burnout.
Hey, it's Kira Davis here. Are you like me and looking to get in shape for summer? Well, I've got a deal that can help you. You can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. One of my favorite things about Factor Meals is how easy they are. You can get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Are you looking for something a little fancier? Say no more. You can try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. And if you're the type that likes to look out for the environment while you're getting in shape for that summer bod, you'll be happy to know that Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. And fans of Just Listen to Yourself get a very special deal on Factor this month. Head to factormeals.com/JLTY50 and use code JLTY50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, get this, plus 20% off your next month. I got to tell you guys that again because I know you can't believe it. Use code JLTY50 at factormeals.com/JLTY50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Darvio Kingpin Morrow, co-host of the Outlaws Radio Show. And if you haven't heard our show before, check out this clip.
The birthday weekend.
Time for the birthday chick.
Of the next person that I am going to introduce here. And it is from Just Listen to Yourself with Kira Davis. Kira Davis, happy birthday.
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday.
We gonna sip a party like it's your birthday.
And you know we
don't give up
because it's your birthday.
Hey.
Good job. It's self-censoring. Good job.
It's my birthday. Everybody.
Look at God, another trip around the sun.
Subscribe to the Outlaws Radio Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's OUTLAWS, the Outlaws Radio Show, an FCB radio podcast.
She goes on to say, like, we can't have conflict anymore. And older organizers, I would love to learn if this was always true. But yeah, we can't have conflict. Our friends have to now hate each other. We have to plan our travel around the conflict. We can't consume certain media. The conflict becomes all-consuming, and the lines are drawn, and most of them are drawn through a virtual space around people we don't truly or deeply know. My gosh. My gosh. This person gets it. This is exactly the problem. And this is what I beg people on the left, on this show. This is why I beg you. I beg people on the right, but I just see this coming from the left so much. I'm an equal opportunity offender. People who listen to this show know, but I see this coming from the left so much, especially after Trump was elected and families were like, you know, the people were saying, oh, I'm not going to let my parents vote for Trump. They're never going to see their grandkids again. But there were people cutting each other off via the internet. You're not even, hey, coming over to have the decency to have a face-to-face conversation. I don't want to be friends with you anymore. This is what I think about how you vote, or this is what I think you think the issues are. We were doing it in cyberspace. You know, how can you have how can it be self-righteous? How can it be righteous if you can't even give the person a face-to-face to explain to them what has hurt you? We're cutting off people we don't really know. We don't know anything about their lives. I mean, when I go on TV in contentious situations from time to time, not as much anymore. It's really hard to get invited on liberal shows as a conservative these days. It used to be like, that was fun, that was good TV. But now it's the same thing happening that Shay is saying is a problem, right? We're labeling each other evil, and it's like, well, even to have this person. So now you can't get two sides of the conversation. You can't have a productive or even challenging argument or discussion on national TV about issues because you're only allowed to have one side on. And it just dilutes the conversation. But I go on these shows and I will get accused of everything from the Holocaust to slavery to the price of gas. You know, people will just call me out of my name. People will tell me things about my life that aren't remotely true. They don't know anything about me. It's all guesswork. And yet they've already decided my whole life based on the Chiron on the screen. It most certainly is disturbing. I've experienced this. We experience this on the right a lot, and we always ask and beg our counterparts on the left, please, just, you don't have to agree with us, but this idea that you're going to shut us down even virtually, even just through the virtual space, because of assumptions you're making about our character. We can all do better than that. People on the right do it too. I know, I can already hear right-wing listeners going, no, we don't. Yes, we do. People on the right are into cancel culture. There are plenty of people on the right who are like, if you don't toe this line, you're not one of us. And don't even get me started on those of y'all who are out there shouting libtards all day long. That's not helpful either. It's the same concept, right? You've already labeled these people as evil because they don't toe your line. And they might just have a nuanced view on it. And we can even hate their ideas, but we don't have to hate the people. She goes on to say, it actually reminds me of this quote from Parable of the Sower of Talents. I'll find it later, but basically Olamina is saying that she abandoned all of her friends after this like explosion. She's talking about how she trusts them to risk her life with them, but she doesn't trust them to enter the new world with her. It's really sad, especially when you read more and learn about how awfully that ends up for her. Sorry, I'm done, but I'll just never forget the first time someone I thought was really cool or friendly with started liking mean tweets about me when they literally had my number. It hadn't even crossed my mind that this is something that happens all the time because it's really wild. But that's, quote, normal to us. That is not normal behavior. Shay, I was going to make fun of you. And I am sorry. I read the top of this tweet thread and rolled my eyes. And I saw your bio and I was going to get all snarky and snippy about it. But I think, and it's got, you know, it's got some nice, she's in the thousands, you know, a couple of thousand, 14,000 for that original tweet. So it's getting a nice response. I think she's resonating. It's resonating. And I think that she had a lot of good things to say. I hope people on her side of the political fence listen to her. I really do. And hear what she's saying. She's not saying she wants to be a right winger. And she's not saying she wants to be a conservative and suddenly line up with conservative causes. But I'm going to tell y'all on the left something. If you guys don't calm the hell down, y'all are going to make conservatives out of perfectly fine liberals. There's a lot of liberals out there who really don't want to be conservatives, who consider themselves liberals, would like to stay liberal. But like our friend Shay here, if they stray off the reservation even a foot, suddenly you're canceled. And not even in a respectful way that is like, you have the guts to come to talk to me and let's hash it out. No, it's just cyber ghosting. You are done. You don't get to make your case. You don't get due process. And we don't care what other things you've done in your life or done in this movement. So I'm grateful for this thread. I'm glad I took the time to drill down on it. The original premise, again, I'll just go back to the start. She says, I wish the right hadn't monopolized conversations around cancel culture. That was what set me off. That was what, because, again, I just feel like this is not, we didn't bring this up. We were just sailing along. We didn't bring this up. It's y'all's brought it up. Cancel culture, I wish it wasn't real. But what happens is, people on the left keep saying it's not real, and then it hits them and it's like, well, it's real. It's just not, we don't call it cancel culture. We just call it the culture of cancellation or something totally different. I don't know. Good thread. I'll send her this podcast. Maybe she'll get a kick out of it. Hey, write me what you think, or write Shay. Write Shay. That would be cool. Write to Shay. But you can do it through me, jlty@protonmail.com, jlty@protonmail.com. You guys have been leaving reviews and ratings on iTunes for me. I really appreciate that. Before you stop with this podcast today, if you would just go and hit that button, hit that. If you're not subscribed, definitely subscribe and leave me a review. That's so very much appreciated. Don't forget, Amelia and I have started back up with a Very Merry podcast, our seasonal Hallmark podcast. And we did a fall episode. We don't get revved up till after Thanksgiving. That's the rule in my house. And so that's how it is. But they are playing Christmas movies already. I mean, Christmas movies start like at Halloween. So we're going to do a Thanksgiving film. Actually, Amelia and I are going to be together. She's coming out to California for some, not for me. I'm not that important, but she's coming out to California. So we're going to record an episode together. That's going to be fun. And in person. And that'll be the Thanksgiving episode. And then Thanksgiving weekend, y'all, buckle up. We dive headfirst into the Christmas season. And we do not stop till New Year's. I mean, it gets intense. Someday we're doing 2-3 episodes a week sometimes. So it gets really intense. But we love it. I mean, just like, you know, reading Shay's tweet thread here and really responding to her frustration. And I feel it. Like, I feel your frustration, Shay. I know we're not on the same side of the fence and we may have our disagreements or whatever, but I like everything you said. I feel so much. And I do understand that idea of being burned out and feeling like, who do you trust? That creates even angst, right? Like, that is energy draining. Just trying to figure out who to trust. That, so I get all that. And that's why I do my Hallmark podcast, because it takes no brain power at all. It's just something that's fun. It's just something that's for me. I feel like I spend so much of my life dedicated to doing stuff for other people. Even my job, you know, the job that I chose is making things for other people and helping to guide the conversation for other people. So people make fun of me for doing the Hallmark podcast, but it's like, I do it because I want to do it. And there's no other reason. I think we need to give ourselves permission to do that sometimes, right? Just do the thing that you want to do. Stop judging it in your head about who's going to make fun of it or what it's going to look like. If you want to wear your fuzzy socks around the house tonight, but you don't want your husband making fun of your funny fuzzy socks, wear the fuzzy socks. Sometimes we got to take a break from making everybody else happy so that we can do like the simple things that make us happy. All right. I'll end on that Oprah note. The address to write me again is jlty@protonmail.com. Join me over at davisnation.locals.com. We're doing book club this month. We're reading Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky. And we are also are scheduling our live Zoom chat. So we'll be doing that the weekend before Thanksgiving so that we like to like connect on there. I'll do live chats on Davis Nation, but that's more of a like that's a type chat. Like you can communicate with me through typing. But we like to actually talk to each other over there. We actually get along over there. So we like to chat once in a while and catch up. So that's our monthly Zoom meetings. But you do have to be a subscriber to avail yourselves of those. I shall be taking leave of you now. But remember, until the next time we talk, every once in a while, just stop and listen to yourself.
I pray the Lord, my soul today. That we won't lose faith and we won't lose faith. All we got is us, no one can take that away. Yeah. So don't lose faith, it's gonna be okay. I pray the Lord, my soul today. That we won't lose faith and we won't lose faith. All we got is us, no one can take that away. Yeah. So don't lose faith, it's gonna be okay.
The FCB Radio Network. First class broadcasting worldwide.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.